95.3 Gorilla.
Excuse me, my good man.
Would you happen to know what day it is?
It's Thursday.
You are correct, sir.
Did I win?
Yes, you won, all right.
What did I win, exactly?
You won.
Your job.
Your job.
Your job.
Now get back to work.
You know what? I need a raise.
Anyone? Coffee, anyone?
Down. Coffee is for closes only.
I don't get paid enough for this.
It's showtime.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. Okay, tomorrow our favorite lunch show is going live on the road. Yeah, the Gorilla's taking the throwback lunch live tomorrow over to Gulfport, Highway 49 to CSL Plasma. You can come on out and join Alyssa live on the lunch show from noon to 2. Check out the deals that they have for you at CSL Plasma. Find out how you can donate and get some cash out of the deal. CSL Plasma in Gulfport, Highway 49 tomorrow, live noon to 2. And yes, you can even request a throwback live from Alyssa right there on the throwback lunch. Make some plans to join us tomorrow in Gulfport with 95.3 Gorilla.
95.3 Gorilla.
No, totally not worth it. It's ridiculous. Everything gets more and more expensive every year except for my wages.
That was a voicemail from Ben, and his answer to our question of the day, he says no. Today we're talking about whether or not you would take a pay cut for a 100% work from home job. And I know it kind of depends on like how much of a pay cut we're talking about, obviously, but would you be willing to make, let's say, a little bit less money or, you know, maybe, I don't know, somewhat significantly less money to work at home and not have to commute, not have to go in every day, not have to hit the office, not have to, you know, spend money on gas, lunches, all that kind of stuff. Would you take a pay cut to work at home? Let's go to the phones. What do you think?
Yeah, would I take a pay cut to keep working from home? Absolutely.
Okay, that's a yes from Lauren. Lauren, why do you say yes to this question?
I don't have to pay for gas. I don't have to go out for lunch. I save a fortune anyway, so it's worth it.
Yeah, so like those are the top two reasons, right? Travel, which even if it's relatively close to your house where you work, like, you know, car, registration, gas, maintenance, all that kind of stuff. And then I think we spend way more money than we realize getting lunch, getting breakfast, getting a snack, getting coffee. All that stuff adds up really, really quickly, you know, like really quickly. Andrew's next. Andrew, what do you think? Would you take a pay cut to work from home?
No way.
Why not?
I do not want to lose any of my pay. I barely make enough as it is.
Okay, so let me ask you, how far do you have to drive to work? How far are you going?
I'll make the 5-mile trip into work every day.
Yep.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't touch any of my money, though. Don't take my pay away.
The man knows what he likes, and he likes money.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Ariana Grande is going viral, but not for the reason why you might think. No, Ariana Grande going viral with Harry Potter impressions. This is... This is funny. This is Ariana Grande doing Hermione Granger. Listen.
Wait, I haven't done Hermione. Where's my blur butter? Oh, it's in my bag. I packed everything. Coming, Mom.
Do you think she sounds like Hermione? I mean, like, I know those are the lines from the book, but do you think she sounds like Emma Watson? Right? Because I would think if that's an impression, that's what she's trying to do. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what these stars are doing? Who knows? Patti LaBelle's national anthem performance at the All-Star Game is drawing some criticism. She's 82. She performed at Philly Citizens Bank Park before the All-Star Game on Tuesday. And the Godmother of Soul brought her signature vocal flair to the performance, but she appeared to stumble over some of the lyrics. She finished strong, though. This was the end of the piece. You know what? If you're 82 and you can still sing like that, I don't want to hear any criticism, okay? It's Patti LaBelle. Good job, Patti. I'll give you a standing O. Dave Kendall, creator and host of MTV's 120 Minutes, has passed away. He was just 68.
There were so many different types of music on 120 Minutes. You had sort of the goth bands, and you had the jangle rock of REM. You had sort of novelty bands like They Might Be Giants. There wasn't any single form of music that alternative represented.
Absolute legend. And finally today, The Odyssey opens for previews. It hits theaters officially tomorrow, but first shot to see it is tonight. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Thursday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the
The crotchal region.
The crotchal region. Yes, that is Will Ferrell. Of course, that's Will Ferrell from Anchorman. Will turns 59 today. Happy birthday to Ron Burgundy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. On this date back in 1966, Jack Bruce, Ginger Baker, and Eric Clapton formed Cream. When I'm going down to Rosedale, take my rider by my side. It was 60 years ago today. There goes some Cream for you. I like Sunshine of My Love, but that's just my personal favorite. On July 16th, today is National Fresh Spinach Day.
One for Olive, one for Peepi, Popeye, Poopi, and one for Pipeye.
But we said we hate spinach.
Hate spinach? You have to eat it to get health, strength, and vitality.
Hamburgers does that and also tastes good.
Way back from the original Popeye. Yeah, way back when. When did that air? Sometime in like the late 1940s, I think. I still think that Popeye, like the original Popeye the Sailor Man, was like funded by the spinach industry, right? It had to be. And on this date, July 16th, way back in 1790, Congress declared Washington, D.C. to be the permanent capital of the United States. Happy birthday to D.C. There you go. There's your flashback freakout today. It's Thursday, July 16th.